So before we get into today's show, I would just like to ask you guys to please do us a favor and help us grow our audience by liking and subscribing. We don't run any ads. We grow our show entirely off of word of mouth. So you can really help us out by just subscribing to the show, sharing it with your friends and family, and if you feel so obliged, leaving us a 5-star review. We really would appreciate it, and thank you in advance. And without further ado, we hope you enjoy today's episode of Next Gen Radio. None of you people can tell me to stop. Lower the lights down, hand over my crown, hand over my heart. I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud, my time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop. What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to Next Gen Radio. This is a talk show where we bring you the fun facts about fitness, health, diet, and exercise. This is episode number 105, and I'm your host, Mike Ercolano, and today is a solo show. Unfortunately, our timing this week did not line up to get a show in. We actually had one scheduled to record on Wednesday, then on Thursday, then again today, and something happened each day to prevent us from getting a recording in. So I am doing a solo show today to make sure that we get one in and we don't miss a week. Now, I also do want to apologize because it is being released later. In fact, it's already 6:20 p.m. on Friday evening, Friday the 24th. So as soon as I get done recording this show, I'm going to quickly turn it around and get it out to you so that we get our show out on Fridays like we always do. Normally, it gets released Friday morning, but like I said, some things came up this week for Kelly and I, and we just couldn't get the show recorded. So I didn't want to let you guys down. I didn't want to disappoint you and not get a show out on Friday. So I wanted to make sure I got this solo show done for you. Today, I want to talk about something personal, a personal topic of mine. Today is my very last day of 75 Hard. Now, if you don't know what 75 Hard is, I recommend going and following Andy Frisella. He has a podcast, Real AF Podcast, but his 75 Hard book is also out there. And it's a program that he put together where you, for 75 days straight, you work out twice a day. One of them has to be outside. You drink a gallon of water a day. You have to read 10 pages a day. You have to follow a specific diet, any diet, but you have to follow a diet. And you can't have any cheat meals or alcohol. So I've done that for 74 and three quarters straight through so far. I got done with my first workout today. And then once I get done recording the show, getting it out to you guys, I will head home and do my second workout, which will be my outdoor cardio. Now, the point of this whole 75 hard is more of a mental, I mean, there's a lot of physical, of course, involved with it, but it's more of a mental attitude, mental fortitude challenge for you to follow. And I definitely, throughout these 75 days, about 2.5 months, I guess it is or so, I've learned a bunch of lessons along the way, and I want to cover my top seven. So today, these are the seven lessons that I've learned through my 75 hard experience. So number one is that time flies. Time flies by. I can't believe that 75 days have come and gone already. There's definitely been times during it where it felt like time was dragging on and not moving quickly. But this is something that I like to teach our clients, well, now more important, not more importantly, but now our staff members, because I'm less involved with client coaching and I'm more involved with leadership with our staff now. And time moves very quickly. I think anybody listening to the show could probably agree to that, that, you know, especially the older you get, the faster it seems that time moves. And when doing this, a challenge like this, where it's 75 days straight, you get to the end of it like this, and it's like, damn, 75 days have come and gone. And it puts things in perspective that time really does move quickly, and that whatever you're up against, whatever your challenge is, it's going to be over before you know it. And I like to teach our clients this when it comes to like nutrition and exercise, because, you know, you think that that results are going to take forever, or you think that, you know, it seems impossible to work out 3 days a week for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years. And when you think, when we say that, that it takes time for results to happen, and then it takes, you know, years for results to happen, people get turned off. But I can guarantee you that you could probably look back at certain things in your life and say, wow, I can't believe that was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 6 months ago, whatever it is. But things, time, days move very, very fast. And you need to keep that in perspective when you're pursuing goals, because it may seem like at times that it drags on. It may seem like you set a 12-month goal or a 6-month goal, and it seems like forever, you know, it's going to be here. It's going to take forever to get here. And it almost feels overwhelming when you look at big stretches of time. But in reality, time just moves very fast. So slow things down, take it a day at a time, and know that if you do the work day in and day out, eventually the time is going to catch up, right? Eventually, you know, time doesn't stop for anybody. And before you know it, it's going to be the end, whatever the end is, will be here before you know it. So time definitely flies, and the 75 Hard Challenge has showed that to me, and it kind of has shown that I need to even increase my sense of urgency even more when it comes to reaching my goals, because it's just a reminder that time moves very, very fast. The second lesson that I learned is that overtraining, like physical overtraining, is BS. Now, I got to put this into context, because I'm not somebody who's training for, who was training or am still training for a specific sport, for a specific outcome where I need to make sure that I was peaking at the right time, or I'm trying to, you know, break records in the weight room of lifting heavy weights or the heaviest weight or whatever. Because at that point, then you do need to monitor your overtraining. In this context, as just a regular 35-year-old guy who's, you know, working out for my health and working out for my fitness, and of course working out to look good, or look my best, I should say, overtraining is BS. You know, I strength trained 6 days a week for these 75 days, plus, you know, a hard cardio session on Sunday, or two hard cardio sessions on Sundays. And I've had, you know, some good gains. You know, I've lost some body fat. I'll go over my results later on, according to the InBody. But at no point, you know, did I really feel myself breaking down. I felt like I could still continue to push myself more. I could continue to push myself in the weight room, outside of the weight room. It really wasn't an instance where I needed to be concerned about overtraining, breaking down, getting negative results like I've talked about in the past, or putting myself in a position to get injured. You know, these are, overtraining is kind of a buzzword, maybe not overtraining, but recovery is a big buzzword, and as much as I really do believe that recovery is important, I do believe that it's also an overrated aspect for the majority of people. Again, if you're competing for the Olympics, if you're a professional athlete, a college athlete, you have a season coming up, you have a competition, you're trying to set records one way or another in the weight room or on the field, then no, overtraining is not BS, because you do need to make sure in those situations that you are putting your body in the position to be the most optimal. But when it comes to being just healthy, in shape, looking good, feeling good, putting on some muscle, burning some body fat, overtraining is definitely not as big of a factor as you should really consider, because I've continued to push myself hard. And, you know, 2.5 months, maybe if I do this for a year, you know, maybe I'll break down. But, you know, in reality, your body could absolutely handle a lot more than what you think. So keep pushing yourself. Of course, listen to it. If you feel fatigued and you have a little strain or tweak or whatever, and you need some time off, of course. I'm not saying train through injuries, but when it comes down to it, if you're a little bit tired, you're a little bit sore, suck it up and work out. Number three, the third lesson I learned during this is that alcohol is not needed to have fun. And I definitely knew that beforehand, but I never really put it into I've put into practice. You know, it's been a long stretch since I've actually just given up alcohol altogether. And, you know, for 75 days of not drinking any booze, I was in some social situations. I'm not going to lie, in the beginning, I definitely avoided social situations because I thought by being in these situations and not drinking that I would either feel left out or I would feel socially awkward. You know, I'm a little introverted by nature. I'm not somebody who is, Mr. Social Butterfly. I like to kind of keep to myself. So alcohol definitely helps take that edge off and helps make me more social, along with probably, you know, most people or a lot of people who are listening to this. But I definitely found out that you don't need it to have fun. I was in these situations where there's a lot of people around me who were drinking and were drunk, and I was completely sober. And in fact, some of those situations I enjoyed more because I had some real conversations with people that probably would have not have happened if I was drinking all boozed up. So alcohol is definitely not needed for fun. I encourage all of you that if you use alcohol as a crutch, especially in social situations, to kind of look deeper and see why that's happening. Number four, and this one, a lot of people who know me or have known me for a long time are going to laugh at this one, but number four, cardio is good and it's fun. I have never been a big cardio guy. In fact, like I hate running. I still hate running. It's not something I enjoy doing, and I really didn't do too much running during this challenge. I found my cardio in other ways, whether on the assault bike, which also sucks, but it's better than running, a lot of times I would go out and go for a long, hour-long walk outside. But cardio, I used to despise it, but now I actually enjoy it. I love the feeling afterwards. I love what it's done for the rest of my training. I've definitely seen improvements in my strength training by doing more cardio in my routine. It helps me recover faster in between sets. It helps me not feel so winded while I'm lifting weights, which allows me to push my my strength training a little bit harder. And it's pretty cool to see the improvements in your cardio. It's not as cool when you have to push harder to get in certain zones, and I'm not going to go into details about my training plan today, which I can in the future because I did train different heart rate zones with cardio and different rep ranges and whatnot with strength, so I could definitely get into those details further on, maybe in another show. But for today, just know that cardio is a good thing that you should be adding to your routine if you don't do that already. And cardio could come in many factors or many shapes, such as going for walks. And, you know, that's something that I've done daily before, and I'm going to continue to do daily. But I'm also going to make sure that I'm adding some more zone two, zone three, higher intensity cardio training a couple days a week, because I do feel good adding that in. My fifth lesson is that support at home is key. I wouldn't have been able to get through these 75 days without the support of my fiance Victoria at home. She made sure that she did the best she could to keep a bunch of, you know, junk and snacks and crap out of the house. Now she's somebody who could eat whatever she wants and still be lean and not work out and look great. So like, she's not as focused on nutrition. She eats well and she's healthy, and we eat healthy at home, you know, but she's got some snacks at home that she likes to eat. And that's my biggest thing is I got a sweet tooth, and with having her support, not keeping that stuff around, making sure it's not around me, but also adjusting our meals to fit my diet. And again, this is not the show to go into the details about my diet, but basically I just ate whole foods, ate balanced meals, protein, fats, carbs. Side note, I'll save it for the end when I go over my results, but proteins, fats, carbs. So a lot of things, she would make adjustments. There's oftentimes when we're having dinner before this, sometimes we'd have, you know, different meals because I still am pretty healthy. She's an at-home nurse, so sometimes she'd be getting home, later than me. But But sometimes we would have different meals because of that. I would make my own, she'd make her own. But during this 75 hard, she really made it a point to make sure that she was doing everything she could to cook me when she was cooking, cook me healthy meals, keeping everything in house, keeping all the healthy stuff in house, getting rid of all the junk shit, getting all the junk food out of the house so that it wasn't a temptation to me, filling up my gallon of water jug the night before so I had in the morning, all that, you know, good stuff that goes, you know, behind the scenes, the little stuff that matters. But support at home is key, and there's no way I would have been able to be so successful at this without her helping me along the way. And that's a lesson for everybody who's trying to start something new or trying to lose weight, trying to change your health. Having a support system at home is key, and getting your family members, your spouses, whoever, you know, getting them on board and on the same page as you can go a very, very long way. Number six, there's always enough time and you could always do more. Now, I'm a pretty busy guy. I get up at 3:45. I leave my house by 4:45. I'm in Staten Island by 6 a.m. I'm back to the gym in Randolph by 9 a.m. A lot of nights I'm not getting home until 8, 9 o'clock. So when I first took this on, you know, I already have fitness as part of my lifestyle and my routine. But when I first took this challenge on, you know, I was concerned about being able to fit two workouts in a day. And the fact is, you just make it happen. You find the time. When you want to do something, you find the time. You know, with my pretty busy schedule, my relatively, you know, crazy busy schedule, there were definitely times where I had to make sacrifices, like going out to do cardio at 9 o'clock at night and not getting as much sleep that night. And, you know, stuff like that. Like today, it's 6:30. I'm in the gym still recording the show on a Friday night. There's nobody around. The parking lot's empty. Everyone's probably home, you know, having dinner with their family. And I'm sitting here recording the show because I just got done with my workout because I had to work all day and then work out and then record the show and yada, yada, yada. And I still have to go home and do a second workout for tonight. But the point is, that doesn't matter because there's enough time if you make the time. And you could always find the time. You could always find the time to do more. You could always find the time to get a workout in. Not having time is just an excuse. Now, I don't have kids. I'm not running around to soccer practice and wrestling and baseball. I'm not doing that. So I can't, you know, speak for that individual who is, for most of you who have done that or do that. I understand, or I don't understand, but I could understand how crazy your schedule would be. But finding time to work out just once a day is 100% doable for everybody. If I could find time to work out twice a day, along with everyone else who has done this program, which if you like hashtag it and look it up, there's millions of people who have done 75 hard, you know, have done two workouts a day. So no more excuses about time, no more excuses about being tired or basically being tired is being lazy because you can push through, but there's always enough time. You just have to make the time. And my seventh lesson, which is to me the most important one because I got this tattooed on my hand, but this is pretty much everything, is that it's all about grit. It's all about mental grit, about mental attitude, fortitude, toughing it out, pushing through the times where you don't feel like it, where you really don't feel like it. There's been so many times where, like I said, I get home, I get done eating dinner, it's 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night, and I still haven't done my second workout, my outdoor cardio, because, you know, the day was crazy and I still have to get up at 3:45 the next day. But it doesn't matter. It's mental fortitude. I'd be outside dragging ass. But when there's a goal in mind and there's a destination, you have to have grit. You have to have that mental strength. That's what this challenge was all about. It's about mental strength, and you don't have to do 75 hard to have that, to learn that, to build that. It starts with not skipping out on your workout. It starts with waking up when your alarm goes off and not snoozing. It starts with doing the things that you don't feel like doing, but doing them anyway because you know you have to. All right. Grit is not something that anybody's born with. Grit is something that you're conditioned for. Grit is something that you learn and you get better by the more challenging situations you're in. And that is, to me, essentially the backbone of this entire challenge is learning grit, learning how to push yourself past what you thought your limits are, because your limits are only your limits when you make them. They're only your limits when you make them your own limits. Because limits are mostly self-appointed. No, an amputee is not going to go run a marathon without help from prosthetic legs. And that might be politically incorrect, you know, but so yes, of course there are limits to things, but the fact is that most limits are self-imposed, and most limits are in your brain. And you could beat them, you could break them, and all you need to do is have mental grit. My body may have been tired, but it didn't stop me from doing the work. My brain wanted me to stop doing the work a lot of times, you know, but my brain was also in control of telling me to not stop and to keep going when I felt like stopping. So the most important thing that you could have, whether it's searching for fitness goals, whether it's going for a new career, whether it's working through relationship troubles, or just in general in life, because life is hard, is having grit. And 75 Hard is a great tool, or at least a great thermometer for where you're, to see where your level of grit, level of mental strength is at, and being able to improve that. Because just like physically, you could get a muscle stronger by lifting weights, you could get your heart stronger by doing cardio, and you could get your grit stronger, your self-discipline stronger, your mental toughness stronger by putting yourself in situations that are hard, not giving up, and pushing through. So I hope you took something away from these seven lessons. You know, I definitely, I've been asked a lot of times, probably more times than any other question, is if I'm going to continue to keep going with 75 Hard, or at least with the habits that I've built through it. And long story short, yeah, I am. I'm definitely going to have some alcohol again. Not a lot. You know, I'm not, you know, a big drinker, and this has kind of shown me. I used to be a big drinker. I used to have problems drinking. But luckily I've battled those demons and kind of got past that. But this showed me that, you know, I really, really don't need booze, but I do enjoy it. You know, like Sundays, softball is happening. I like to have a couple of beers with my softball buddies after the game at the bar. Like, I enjoy those things, so I am going to do that again. But I'm going to continue to work out twice a day. It's kind of something I was doing before beforehand by doing some longer walks, but or doing walks every day, even on days where I strength train. But I'm going to make sure that I add in some other forms of cardio on days where I usually don't have things planned, like on days off. Other than that, I mean, I read every day. I'm going to continue to do that. Drinking a gallon of water. I don't know if I mentioned in the beginning, but that was definitely difficult. But once you made it a habit, you know, in the beginning I was run to the bathroom every 2 minutes, waking me up in the middle of the night to run to the bathroom. But that doesn't happen anymore. My body, I guess, has adjusted to drinking all that water. So I'm going to, you know, I guess I'll continue drinking a gallon of water. I'll continue working out a couple days, a couple times a day. I'll continue to read. I'll drink booze every now and then, but not too often. And yeah, so like I don't see myself really changing too much, changing too many habits. I'm not going to continue with 75 hard just because if you have a drink, it kicks you off. I am looking forward to tomorrow night having a slice of pizza. I haven't had pizza this whole time. That's kind of my cheat meal or my go-to cheat meal when I'm going through quote-unquote normal times. So I definitely do miss having pizza. So I'll have a slice or two tomorrow night, but I'm going to continue to stay on track because there's no reason for me to stop. Let me read off to you my InBody. So InBody is a body composition machine that we have at Next Gen. Super advanced, can give you insights on a lot of things, but I'm just going to read you off a couple of key numbers. So when I started this 75 hard challenge, it was on January 9th. I weighed in at 204.4 pounds. My skeletal muscle mass, which basically the amount of muscle I have on my body, it was 102.7 pounds. And I was sitting at 12.6% body fat. Now, fast forward that to today, and I went from 204.4 in weight to 193.8 for my weight. So almost 10 pounds lost. I finished with 101 pounds of muscle. So I did lose a pound, 1.5 pounds of muscle. But that is completely normal when it comes to weight loss. Because if you're losing weight, you can't lose weight, and it's very tough to lose weight and gain muscle at the same time. But I did do some InBodies throughout the entire time, and my muscle went from 102 to 99 to 98, and then started climbing back up to 100 and 101 this time. So over the 75 days, I lost some muscle in the middle of it as my body was adjusting to the extra work, the extra cardio that I was doing. But then as it got adjusted, it started to increase my muscle and put more muscle back on. And then body fat, 12.6% all the way down to 9.2%, which, hey, that's not bad for an over 35 guy. So walking around under 10%, I may or may not have some abs showing now, which is cool. You know, 35 years old with some abs. I definitely didn't have abs when I was in my 20s. So doing something right now, and it also shows you. That I guess this will be an unofficial number, lesson number 8. But that's never too late to get good results. It's never too late to become your best self. You know, I'm definitely in much better shape now. I look better. I feel better. I'm healthier than I was 10 years ago when I was 25. And I should try to find some pictures when I was 25. But, you know, I was definitely more, even 5 years ago when I was 30, I was way more overweight. I had a lot more fat on me, and I wasn't nearly as healthy. So it's never too late. You can always progress. You could always go further. You could always become a better version of yourself. You just got to put in the time, and you got to put in the work, and you got to put in the effort, and you got to have the mental grit to push through the hard times. So I'll end it there for today. I hope listening to just me didn't bore you too much. Hopefully next week we'll have Kelly back on the show, and we could coordinate that next week so both of us are there. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, go to our website, nextgenpersonaltraining.com. Reach out to a coach and put your contact information in. We'd be happy to help you. If you are in the Randolph, New Jersey area, you're looking for a personal trainer, we are here for you. We are the best around. We get the best results, and our members are the coolest. So come join us. We'd be happy to help you. Have an amazing culture here, and all of our coaches are top-notch and professionals. So if you're around the Randolph area and you need some help with your health and fitness, just go to the same website, nextgenpersonaltraining.com, fill out a contact form, and one of our coaches will reach out to you ASAP. Until next time you listen to the show, please like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, share it with your friends and family, And thank you for listening, and be well.